Yo, what's up, y'all? Y'all already know it's your girl, Lady Lou. It's Monday. I'm excited. It's the beginning of the week when I can talk my shit, when we can discuss our shit, when we can discuss real issues and what we really want to talk about and not, you know, politics and bullshit. You understand what I'm saying? So with that being said, we getting right into Poverty Talk Mondays. Y'all know I'm here Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Y'all gotta get with me, especially on Fridays before y'all hit the club and the bars, you know, things like that, before y'all start turning up. Y'all gotta tune in with your girl. For those that don't know, I'm Lady Lou, fresh out of Philly. My movement, Music Over Poverty, and this is Poverty Talk Podcast. I'm gonna get right into it like I always do. The topic of tonight is, why do most black women use their children as leverage to keep the black man down without his kids or in jail? And I'm touching this topic tonight because I have a lot of sisters coming to me, talking to me about how they are in new relationships, and the mothers of the children of the men that they're dealing with are giving them a hard time. The men is not able to see the children. They are taking them to court, trying to get them locked up. It's a lot of bitterness going on with the children's mothers, with the fathers that's in new relationships or in new marriages or anything that's not pertaining to them when a man is no longer with them. So like I said, we're going to get right into it. I want to know what you guys think of, you know, what are some of the things that you feel as though that's preventing the woman or the mother of the children to keep them away from the father based off of their emotions that they're feeling due to the new relationship? And before y'all give y'all input, because I want y'all to like, comment, share, y'all know how I do, I want to give my perspective on things, only because I never had this happen to me, and I had two children with two different biological fathers, and I never stopped my my children's fathers from having relationships, because I have relationships, I live my own life, and I want them to do the same, and I want them to be happy. But some of the obstacles that you may have would be not trusting the mate that your baby father's with, just because you don't know what type of person they are. But that's when you have to like go and introduce yourself to these people, and you have to build a foundation not only just with the father but with the mate as well. And when you see that the relationship, that's the first thing, when you see that the relationship has lasted longer than a year and is going on so, like my daughter's father's, then you have to step up as a mother and build some type of communication with the woman that's overseeing your children when they're in the hands of their father. Example one, bitterness. Some of these women are so bitter because the relationship did not work out between those two, and he get in a relationship and he's happy and the children are happy. You know what I mean? That your children are happy with them. So if your children are happy with them, why shouldn't you be? If they're not bringing your children any harm, why should you? You know? Example two, jealousy. You're jealous. You can be in a whole nother relationship and be jealous, but you're jealous of the fact that your relationship is not going as well as theirs. You're jealous that your children have a relationship with their spouse. You're jealous that the bond that the relationship is holding is keeping your children together, keeping your children mentally sane, and your children want to be around them. Jealousy. Number three is just stupidity. I don't really know how to like put this out there, but stupidity. If you think that putting your baby father, your children's father, in a jail cell or in a system to gain child support or to gain clarity or to gain fatherhood, then you must be the stupidest black woman on earth, or the most programmed black woman on earth. And I'll get into that in another episode, because we're not going to talk about programming tonight, but we are in a sense, because a lot of the things that the black women do right now to hold the black man down is all a part of programming that you don't know no better, that you think putting him behind a jail cell is going to benefit your child. If you put him in a jail cell, he's making 10 cents a day versus him out here making $10 an hour. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to self-reflect on what you're doing right now. And I don't want to dictate the conversation. So I'm going to take it back and just ask you, what do you think about black women that use their children as leverage to keep the children away, to hold the children down, to have some type of power over the man, because that's probably the only power you're going to gain over a black man, because the black man hold another power that you're not even capable of. But you only capable of holding your power as a black woman. As a black man, they have a different power than us. And I want my sisters to know that. Shout out to my sisters that don't know that. I want y'all to know that, and I want y'all to dig deeper within yourselves, because you got to think about it. You only hurting the children. You're not hurting him. You're not hurting her. You're not hurting her children. You know, the children are going to go without, oh, I forgot I had, you know, what happened to our stepbrothers and sisters, and I need my kids. But you only hurting them, because I have somebody in my life right now that's hurting, and she felt as though she had to leave her situation because she got tired of her man hurting, and she felt she was the blame. I'm the blame why you can't see your children, because she's holding against it, you know, holding you against this. So let me take a step back, because I want you to see your children. So I'll step out of your life just so she can allow you to see your children. But that's a control thing. You got people trying to control situations that they have no control over. This is not okay. Any black woman that think it's okay to keep their children away from willing fathers, you are ignorant and you are programmed. And I'm putting it out there, no excuses, and I'm not apologizing for none of it. Nothing that I say. You are a programmed substance, period. You are a robot. You in the matrix. Because if you know what the black man is capable of, you wouldn't even be taking him through the trials and tribulations that you're taking him through. That's a whole nother topic. We on the topic of fathers and their children and women and black women and why they're using as leverage, which y'all understand. So let's stay on topic. But I want to want the black women to understand what type of power they hold as black women. And I'm going to give y'all a minute to breathe on it. Okay, we over the minute. We ain't breathing on that shit no more. You're acting, you're not even acting. You're being ignorant. You know, you're being stupid. You're showing a lack of knowledge. You're showing a lack of unity. You're showing a lack of black flammy. You're showing a lack of everything. Because the woman, the black woman especially, holds the key to holding the black home together. Our men have already been thrown out to these wolves. They already been surviving under so many circumstances that we can't even speak about. Because we got the key to everything. The black woman got the key to the welfare system, to jobs, to child care, to health care, to entrepreneurship, to community service, to everything that you can name, the black woman has contact to. And we are in situations where the black woman is in that power, but she don't even know how to use it, because all she thinking about is self, and all she thinking about is her white daddy. So when you go and take your baby fathers, however y'all pronounce it, because I say my children's fathers, because that's what they are my children, and that's their fathers. But a lot of us, you, I want to speak in the terms of my people to relate. Baby fathers, baby mothers, him, she, her, however you want to put it out there, it's being affected in all ways, because the black woman's not playing her part. And I'm going to say that wholeheartedly, because I know it was a time when I wasn't playing my part. I knew it was a time when I was uneducated, when I wasn't doing the things that I needed to do to back my brothers. You understand what I'm saying? But I have 4, 5, 6, 7 brothers that's raising children. I'm raising children. And I couldn't imagine taking my children's fathers through that demise, through that system, just to prove that he's a father. If you don't want to prove that you're a father, fine. Then don't. Because what's going to happen is your children's going to grow, and they're going to learn that you were the absent parent. But I'm not going to put nothing on my watch, on my timesheet, or my clock out to make them believe that no more than they already know. So this is quick, easy, and simple. I just want to get some feedback from my brothers, from my sisters. Go on my YouTube page, Music Over Poverty. This is not a where I'm over talking or leaving y'all to what the hell she talking about. Nah, I really want to know what the sisters and the brothers and the public think about black women using the children as leverage to gain power over their daughters, sons, twins, quadruplets, fathers. What's your feedback on that? Get back to me. Y'all already knew this. Lady Lou, Poverty Talk 101. Let's go.